Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, beautiful mamas. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I am walking around my garden right now with my chickens. So sorry if you hear some chicken gobbling noises. We've got a kind of hot, humid day while it's slightly drizzling. Don't know why I'm giving you a weather forecast, but that's me. Welcome to my life. I think I'd like to just welcome you into my space when I start this podcast so that it's more like, you know, we're together. We're sitting together. We're having a cup of tea. We're besties. We're doing this motherhood journey together. Anyway, I'm going to go for a little walk into the backyard fields and chat to you guys about something that's on my heart. I've been contemplating for a little while the concept about motherhood being a job. There's things I really like about the concept of motherhood being a job. I like that it encourages women to show up, to take it seriously, like you would with a career. If you see motherhood as the job that the Lord set before you, you want to go after it. You want to become excellent in it. You want to study it and learn from the heart of God what it means to be a good mother. Whereas if you don't see it as a job, you just kind of roll out of bed, stay in your jammies all day, just kind of let life happen to you. Not that staying in jammies all day is always a bad thing. There is a time for it. But I think the point I'm trying to make is the power of allowing motherhood to be a job is that you are happening to life rather than letting life happen to you. And that's a really powerful way to live. And I also love growing in excellence in things. I think that God has called us to motherhood and that if we decide that it is our job, we are there for it. We are completely present, content, going after what motherhood is. But if you have not made that shift or decision in your mind, then you're waiting for this season to be done. You're feeling bitter and resentment that your husband gets to go out to work and you're stuck in quotation with the kids. So many negative things can come upon you when you don't really take the reins of motherhood and seize the day with it. So that's the power of calling motherhood a job. However, the other side of the coin of why I actually usually will lean towards wanting to be a voice that motherhood isn't a job is because when you have a job, you have many rights, which you should. And in motherhood, I really believe if you're functioning from a place of rights, you will live a very discouraged and unsatisfied life because when you're a mum, as you all know, because you're probably all mothers, it's such a journey of sacrifice and a journey of great fulfillment. But if we are constantly trying to become equal with others, living from a life of comparison, as everyone knows the quote, comparison is the thief of joy. If we are standing for the rights that we deserve a break, standing for the rights that we deserve to be noticed, standing for the rights that we deserve to earn our pay, whatever that might look like in your personal life, I think that you'll, all of us, anyone who functions in that will just get to a place at the end of the road where you just kick and scream and say, you know what, it's not fair and I've had enough and I don't want this anymore. I think if we can look at motherhood not as work, but as something different, we can find a lot more fulfillment. And I want to tell you guys today what that other perspective we can have on motherhood is. Because you might say like, yeah, that sounds good to not have that rights perspective. But if you're not looking at motherhood as a job, what is it then? Something that I really believe about motherhood is that having a child is not placing before you a duty in the sense that it's your job. It's a continuation of your flesh. So when you create a human, well, let's go back a few steps. When you get married, you become one flesh with your husband, right? So beautiful. You're one flesh now. You are unified, bonded, bound, you are one. When you two come together in love, the two parts of you become one, not only in your own fleshly bodies because of the act of sex, but what you produce is that part of your husband, the sperm, part of you, the egg, come together to make one new being. How cool is that? So that one new being is half you, half your husband. Now, as we know, as that being is growing inside of us, it is inside of our sac, inside our bodies, and it is attached to the placenta, which is attached to our body, which it gets all of its nutrients from. When your baby is born, it's still attached to the inside of your flesh, isn't it? We have to cut that. We have to cut that cord, and then we deliver the placenta. How cool is that? And then your baby is its own person, but it is still part of your flesh, which is so incredible. I like to see it as if my babies are like my arm. If I chopped my arm off, kind of gross, but I hope you get what I'm trying to say with that. They're part of my flesh. They're part of my body that kind of grew an extra part and then now has its own soul and gets to live, which is just absolute miracle, incredibly amazing. And when I think of my children as part of my own flesh, I think that it helps me honor who they are in the place that they're meant to be within my mind and heart and life. When we see motherhood instead as not a job, but as living life, you are living out your humanity. When we see our children being with us and around us all the time, children that we need to nurture and, oh my goodness, discipline and train in the ways of God, nurture, feed, take care of, grow, birth. When we stop seeing that as a job and start seeing it as this is just living life, the life God designed for me, then we can stop resisting it so much or trying to fit it into our box of what's fair for me and just start embracing the reality that it is. I think this popped up into my mind when I was considering kind of encouraging myself in the reality that sometimes we say like, oh man, I just need a break, or if only I could sleep in a bit longer, or I just want to go on that shopping trip or go away on a night away with girls. That would be so good. Like if only I could just have this time off that I really deserve to go get my nails done or go have a bath, whatever it might be for you. Those things are all good in themselves. And if you have that offered and available to you, go enjoy that with the Lord. Yes. Oh my goodness. But when we live in a rights perspective and we don't have that offered for us or not as much as we might want it to be, and then we start living in grumblingness because we're like, this is so unfair. I work 24/7. Like I hear myself saying all the time, I work till my head drops down to the pillow. Which in a sense is true because I'm physically doing things for the home and for my children. And I probably can still say that line, but it always matters, always. As I always say on this podcast, your heart perspective, that is what always matters. Where's your heart at when you're saying that? Because if I say, I work till my head drops to the pillow, that I'm in like awe and thankfulness that I have a flipping family to feed. I have money to give them food to put on the table. I have these smiley faces looking up at me being like, what is love, mama? What is God? What is the way we're meant to live our lives? And I get to work in a, I get to work hopefully in a way that is of gratitude and thankfulness and grace, which it's definitely not always, but we're all going in this motherhood journey together to get there. Then I can say that I've worked really hard and show what that means. But if I use that as an excuse of why life is so unfair for me because my husband goes to work, but he gets to come home and have a rest, but I never get a break because I have to make dinner again tonight and I have to stay up all night with the baby. So shouldn't I get more things for myself? This is not fair when we're looking at really, what are we looking through in that lens? What are we looking through? Are we looking through what the Lord has called us and ordained us as women to be on this earth? Or have we looked at the social structure that has been created around us? Are we looking at the culture? Are we looking at the Word of God? Because the Word of God says, do not complain or grumble. It says, be thankful in everything. This is such a rebuke to me, guys. So this is awesome, recording this podcast. But yeah, it's just really fascinating to me when I start framing my kids as part of my own flesh, that I wouldn't necessarily say I need to have a break or time off from myself, although some people may say they want to, and maybe we numb ourselves with all sorts of things to have a break from our own brain, but we all know and can admit that's unhealthy, whereas it is totally accepted in our society to stand for our rights to have a break from our children. Now, I'm not saying, again, I've already said this, and I know your mind may skip to, how dare you say that, Ellie? Please listen to the whole story of what I'm saying. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. It is great and fine to have breaks and rest if that is available for you. But if it is not, then us standing in rights that we should have this and we will only be okay if we're given this, we can all agree is not true and it's not biblical, because Christ says that we can do all things through his strength. He says that he's given us every single thing we need to live in godliness and holiness. And there's a million other different scriptures that we could apply to the life we're given. And even a little perspective switch, like you might be sitting there in your home where you've got your TV and your phone and your coffee with you, and you're sitting in a warm home or an air-conditioned home, and you feel like everything is so unfair because you've got three beautiful children playing and screaming in front of you. And then you can look at the whole rest of the world where so much more of our population is living in such true hardship, and would give anything to be in our position, or even a woman who doesn't have children would give anything to be a mother. So it's all perspective, isn't it? But the point of what I'm trying to share is that I'm just trying to put this thought, this little spanner of thought in your mind, I guess, because it's spinning in mine, and I'm wanting to share it and hope that it can provoke more life and more abundance and more freedom and goodness in your pursuit and mindset towards motherhood. That if we can release rights and release seeing the negative side, I suppose, of motherhood being a job that we just have to show up to every day, and instead see it as life, then maybe we'll take it with both hands and run hard towards it. Maybe we'll let our kids come up on the counter and help us make pancakes, or we'll allow that spilled milk to fall all over the floor, because instead of seeing like that as, oh my gosh, are you serious? You're doing that. You're making my life so much harder. Like, why can't you just listen? Why can't you just do the right thing? Pretty much you're making my job as a mom harder because this is a job. Instead, you receive them and go, my place, my honor, my anointing, let's use that instead of the word job, is to be here right now, is to clean up that milk, is to teach you how to pour it without it spilling, and be patient and perseverant through the moment while you are spilling it. Just inviting children in and inviting your own heart to flourish in this space. And if you hear this and you go, I seriously am not at that place. Like, sounds cool. You're a super mom. I'm not. Okay. This wasn't a podcast for me. I really want to challenge you that humility is so important, and that God is able to equip each of us with the circumstances laid before us, and to be victorious in it rather than be victims in it if we allow him to move in that space. And I know that something I struggle with so much is pride. And if you had asked me that a few years ago, I would go, no way, I'm not prideful. I'm so humble. But as I've shared on this podcast, those who know me in real life know that I have gone through so much stumbling and so much pulling apart of my heart and my mind and the way that things think. And I have needed to face when my life doesn't match up to the Bible. It doesn't mean that then you can say, that's not for me, that's for you. No, that's what the Bible says. And we need to humble ourselves to not be following the culture of the world and getting comfortable in that, and allowing motherhood to be this lukewarm, half good, half super, super bad place, because you're in so much resentment each day, and really press into what the Word of God says. I'm going to be sharing the next podcast that talks about a woman's role in the Bible a little more towards their husband, and diving into some biblical passages that can guide us through that. We've talked about all of them in this podcast a million times because there's not many passages that talk about women. But I think that when we challenge the social and we really do go after what the Bible says, it might be hard and it might be challenging, but it will produce so much more fruit in you than you could ever imagine. And you truly can be transformed from a place where you are avoiding motherhood, avoiding being at home with your children, trying to fill up your days with just seeing people, and instead Enjoy every moment of the chaos and beauty that is brought to you as you nurture and guide these children, because no longer do you see this as a job you have to do and you wait for the day to be over. You wait for your pay to come in. You wait for those rights to be able to have that Saturday morning off. And instead, you see life and children as an extension of who you are, and you allow it to break you down, because that is what God's design is. The design is for when we have more and more children, it breaks us down more and more, and it breaks off sin more and more, because we need to be more patient. We have to be more kind. We have to stop standing for our rights and our own independence and allow in the people that want to learn from us the most of what love means and who God is and how to live as a person under submission of Him. I hope this podcast can encourage you guys and not be too strong. Please know that I am sharing these thoughts because they're ones that I have to be challenged in almost daily, going after what truth is beyond what my mind says, taking my thoughts captive and clinging strong onto my Father of life, because I know He is the only source of life. I love you, mamas. Let's pray together. And I hope that you have an awesome week with your champions. Jesus, we need you so much. We need you so much, God. We need to know you. We need to see you. We need to follow your way, Father. You're so kind and you're so gracious. You're so gracious. I just think of all the people in the Old Testament, like almost all of them. I'm going to say almost all of them. Just totally stuffed up in so many different ways. And I just thank you that you don't need perfection, Lord. You need a humble heart who is willing to just go after you and go after your truth and not work for it, but surrender into it. Say yes to it and allow your Holy Spirit to work in the midst of our chaos. We need you so much, Lord, and I pray you would grow in me and each of these moms an ability to see our kids how you see them, so that we're not running around with a cup half empty, feeling drained and dragged by every little yell and feeling twinged and triggered by every little scream, which is so easy to fall into. I know, Lord, you know me. You know I face this all the time with one of my children. It triggers me so much. But that is not the reality of your gospel. You have so much more for us. And I think if more of us mamas can take hold of that and run with boldness and with joy and with good, holy pride in standing for truth, you will change nations and you will change generations, Lord God, because when we choose your way, things from the past that we've been impacted from our parents break and we say no more. It ends with me. My child has a free way to walk on in truth and in holiness because I've chosen to fight this good fight of faith. Thank you, Lord, for our children, and thank you for your love. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.